USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report says President Biden pressured the Afghan president to create the perception the Taliban weren't winning. Whether it's true or not, a transcript and audio of the call was obtained by Reuters. Biden reportedly telling the Afghan leader that the perception around the world and parts of Afghanistan is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban. Biden then added, and there is a need, whether it's true or not, to project a different picture. The call was made on July 23rd, 3 weeks before the Taliban seized control of the country. Authorities in North Carolina say one student is injured after a shooting at a high school. The shooting taking place at Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers. But are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Missouri is launching a lawsuit against school districts that are enforcing mask mandates on their students. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the lawsuit isn't seeking to stop kids from wearing masks in schools if it's a parent's choice.
If you're a parent and you want to send your kid to school with a mask on, this wouldn't prohibit that. It's just saying that the government forcing the masking of five-year-olds all day long shouldn't be something that we encourage. In fact, it should be something to stop because it's not based on science.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing data that shows an average of 330 children were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 every day last week. A new Texas abortion law that bars a procedure after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect today, after the Supreme Court didn't act on an emergency request by clinics and abortion rights advocates to block it. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Treatment of women by the Taliban has been highly controversial. They sometimes face public flogging and execution for violation of the Taliban's laws. The Taliban also, in many cases, is encouraging marriage for girls under the age of 16. Zarifa Hadidi escaped Afghanistan after the Taliban murdered her father. She tells Fox News the nightmare is just beginning for women in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, as we can all see, the Taliban are back in control in Afghanistan, and, you know, the country is in chaos as people are fleeing, and we're worried that, you know, people that lived under the harsh Taliban regime and between 1996 to 2001, and those rules and harsh treatments of women are coming back, and the Taliban are in control, and we are just concerned and fearful of what they're going to do, because we have seen what they are capable of doing just by their treatment of women and minorities in the country.
President Biden is coming to Louisiana to tour damage from Hurricane Ida. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana saying Biden will visit the state on Friday to survey the damage and recovery efforts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.